Good day, blessed people. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. Work on being a better you. We can see faults in others, but rarely acknowledge our own. Today, I challenge you all to look deep into the window of your soul. Examine your mindset, your actions, and work on creating a better you. Sometimes things are happening to you because of a decision you made. If you continuously look at the actions of others and do not soul search, you will remain limited. Life is so much bigger than just our perspective. I used to blame other people for my lack, my pain, my failures. If I wasn't accomplishing something, it was someone else's fault. If I was unhappy, it was someone else's fault. But I decided to spend more time looking at myself. And I realized that I was in control of my life. No one was responsible for my happiness. I choose daily to be happy regardless of what others do. I'm not looking for anyone to encourage me. You have to encourage yourself. If you look to others, you will always be disappointed and down because your self-worth is based on them encouraging you. Your happiness is based on what they're doing and what they're not doing. You have to spend time with searching yourself, seeing your role in what is happening to you. What did you do to cause this? God is so good. He allowed us to make our own decisions. Every crisis you in is not a crisis that someone else created. A lot of times we're in a crisis because of what we did or what we didn't do, but we won't acknowledge it because we are always spending time looking at others. Become a good listener. Sometimes when you're having a discussion with a person, you're really not listening to that person. You are listening to points so you can respond, but you're not listening with understanding. Create a better you. Begin to listen with understanding. Begin to listen with a view from that other person's perspective. The world is bigger than just you. Life is not just based on your perspective. We can all grow so much more when we try to understand someone else's perspective other than our own. No one should be able to tear you down. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I have low self-esteem because of this person, my last relationship, what this did, what my mother did, my father did, my mother didn't teach me how to love myself, so I don't know. Stop blaming others. It's time for you to take responsibility. Encourage yourself. Tell yourself you are more precious than jewels. Tell yourself that you are more than a conqueror. Tell yourself that this too shall pass. Tell yourself you are worth loving. Tell yourself that you deserve love. Tell yourself that you deserve unconditional love. And begin to make actions and decisions that displays that. You can have to speak to yourself sometimes. You have to encourage yourself sometimes. Today, I challenge you to create, to become a better person. Build a better person. Work on you. Stop blaming others. Take accountability for your role. You're not a victim all the time. Stop being a victim. Become victorious. It's time to take the control back from others and put it in your own hands. You are responsible. A lot of times we are with people and we say, oh, God bless me with this person. That may not be the truth. God allows us to make our own decision. God to allow you to look for your own spouse. You found that man or you found that woman. God did not find him. God did not bring him into your life. God did not bring her into your life. That was your choice. You decided that. Now you have to pray your way out of a situation that God never intended you to be in. What decisions did you make to even end up in that situation? Examine yourself today. Stop being a victim. Take responsibility for what you're doing and for what you're not doing. And remember, it's not what they say about you that makes you. It's not what they do to you that make you strong. It's what you believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. I thank God I was raised by a mother who taught me how to self-love. She taught me my worth. And when I begin to search the scriptures and spend more time with the Lord, I begin to know more and more what I am worth. Act like you are worth loving. You're worth and you're deserving of this. You become victorious. You in control of your life. No one else. Be happy today. But soul search, because sometimes in life, the things that you do to people have a consequence. You do reap what you sow. So while you're searching your life, just think about things that you have done to trigger certain incidents and situations. Take responsibility for your role. Can you be that innocent and perfect? There was only one perfect man, Jesus. I am not perfect. I make mistakes every day. I'm trying to be the better than the person I was yesterday. And tomorrow, guess what? I'll try to be better than I was today. No one was perfect. Only person that's perfect was Jesus. He was the only perfect person to walk the earth. The rest of us will make mistakes. We will fall short of God. It's okay. God forgives you. Ask forgiveness. Continue to go on. But search yourself. Creating you a better you. And perhaps if we all work on being better people, ourselves work on being a better person, maybe the world can become a better place. God bless you. May you continue on this journey. It's not an easy journey, but continue every day to be better than the person you were yesterday.